Section 4.4, Positive and Negative Coping Skills. I want to be accepted by my friends. I want to be part of the clique. I want to fit in and be part of the in crowd. Today, teenagers desperately want to feel included by their peers. Peer pressure is the number one problem in most teenagers' lives. They often think that drugs and alcohol offer acceptance, fun, adventure, and true friendship, which, of course, is a lie. Peer pressure is significant in drug and alcohol use. Anyone can start misusing drugs or alcohol. We all need to be aware of situations where we might end up taking drugs or drinking alcohol. Remember, no matter how much willpower you may have, it's all too easy to become addicted to drugs or alcohol. Let's face it, drugs make you feel good for a while. Just experimenting with a drug may make you want to try it again and again. You find that taking a particular drug helps you to face a difficult situation. After a while, you need the drug to face that situation every time and end up taking the drug more often. If you find that you're using a drug or alcohol more and more, watch out. This is the first step to becoming dependent on it. If you're unhappy, stressed, or lonely, and many of us are, you're more likely to turn to drugs or alcohol to forget your problems. If you hang out with people who use drugs or alcohol, you probably will too. Oh, how I need a drink. Many of you have heard people say that at one time or another. Alcohol is a drug, which lacks the stigma of other drugs. As with all drugs, there is an element of escapism. I can't take it anymore. Get me to the bar. I'm feeling no pain now. Calgon, take me away. Okay, maybe not the last one. By using alcohol to medicate the pain of day-to-day life, one could wind up depending on it to be a factor in coping with negative situations, spiraling downward and only worsening the overall situation. Stop and think about it. You may escape for the moment, but sooner or later you're going to have to face the music. After the high, the problem is still waiting to be solved. By prolonging the issue, you're only going to make it worse. Some people become so dependent on alcohol they need a drink to get to sleep, or a pill to get up or stay awake, or remain calm or happy or whatever. The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, had created his own world and he could not function as a normal person. This was due to chemical dependencies brought about by not being able to cope with life in a more positive manner. This inability to balance his positive-negative coping skills eventually led to his death due to an overdose of prescribed medications in 1977. Be yourself. A true friend accepts you for who you are and not what they want you to be. Be an individual who makes their own decisions and follows their own rules. Don't give in to the pressures of your peers. Believe it or not, your parents, grandparents, and older brothers and sisters have gone through the same experiences you are going through now. Ask for advice. Being an individual is cool. The truth about being a teenage girl. You're trying to be an individual, your own person. You're totally psyched one minute and in major trauma the next. It's definitely a tough time. Your parents want to protect you. Your friends want to influence you. You're still trying to decide what you want. So many choices. And to top it off, there's all this pressure about alcohol and drugs. Sure, giving into pressure is easier than taking a stand. This is the first time in your life that you get to make your own decisions and be your own woman. And what's the first choice so many girls make? To try to fit in with the crowd. This could be a mistake. Somewhere between the brain, heart, and mouth, a girl's individuality gets lost. Maybe it's swallowed with that first sip of beer. Be an individual. You don't need alcohol or drugs to be amazing. Popularity puzzle. It may look like you have to have a drink or take drugs to be popular, but think about it. Drinking gives you bad breath, makes your face puffy and your stomach bloated, and gives you zits. How's that going to get you a date or make people like you? Not only that, alcohol is loaded with empty calories. Body stuff. Alcohol and drugs can seriously mess with your body. Too much alcohol can cause stomach ulcers. Girls can drink less than guys over less time and have more serious damage to their internal organs. Guys, maybe you're shy and think alcohol or drugs will make you cool, or you think a good time means drinking or taking drugs. But alcohol and drugs robs you of your ability to think or react. When you can't think clearly, it's easier for a guy to persuade you to have sex. Fab friends. Your friends are totally lame if they pressure you to drink or take drugs. It's illegal. It can make you sick. It can get you killed. Keep 2 quarters in your pocket. If your ride is drinking or taking drugs, pick up a phone. Don't get in a car with someone who has been drinking or taking drugs. You've got way too much to accomplish in life. Life in a pressure cooker. All the perfect models drinking in the alcohol ads are bogus. Drinking doesn't solve problems whether you're a supermodel or not. It usually makes them worse. Girls have to work really hard to take control of their lives. Control is the first thing you lose when you drink or take drugs. the truth about being a teenage guy. It doesn't matter where you live or how much money you have or even what color your skin is. Every guy goes through the same teenage junk. Technology may change the world, but for some things, time stands still. This may blow your mind, but your dad, and even his dad before him, had to wade through the same pitfalls to get to manhood. You've got to act like a man. You've got to grow up. Make the right choices, whatever those are. Whatever you do, make sure all the girls think you're a stud. Make sure all the guys respect you. Not much to do. And in your spare time, could you graduate from high school? Alcohol and drugs are just one more thing. But here's your chance to be a man. Don't bother with alcohol or drugs. Take a stand. You'll be surprised what independence can do for your image. Very cool. Hanging out with the guys. You want to chill with your friends. Chances are alcohol or drugs will be around at some point. Maybe at every point. Sure, it's easier to take a beer than a stand, but there's a lot riding on that drink. If they're real friends, they'll be cool with your choice. Girls, you may want to loosen up, but alcohol is not liquid courage. You could end up making a fool of yourself and doing something you'll regret. Your eyesight's blurry, your judgment is blurry too. Drinking and taking drugs doesn't turn you into a stud. Be yourself. If the girls don't respond, it's their loss. Power play. You want to be in control, but when you wake up in a strange place and don't remember how you got there, you're definitely not in control. Alcohol and drugs rob you of your ability to think. You don't know what you're doing. You could wind up with AIDS, in a car crash, or worse. Buff bod. You're looking good now, but alcohol and drugs can do major damage to your body. We're talking stomach problems, memory loss, and liver damage, to name a few. That's not even mentioning all the empty, gut-causing calories in alcohol. Ever heard of a beer belly? Not attractive. Stressing big time. It's tough being your age. There's serious pressure to do the right thing. But it's your chance to be your own man. You feel good about yourself and people will think you're okay. Don't be pressured into drinking or taking drugs. It doesn't solve your problems. It doesn't even postpone them. Drinking and taking drugs just makes new problems. Duh, like that's what you need. Source, Partnership for a Drug-Free America, 2001.